The word free can be a very powerful word. In the early 2000s, that word free brought plenty of attention and several new residents to a sparsely populated county in central Kansas. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Stacy Schmidt is the executive director of the Smoky Hill Development Corporation. Her office is in the town of Ellsworth in central Kansas.
We, like many other rural communities, struggle with population retention and growth, and so we have to be very progressive and think outside the box in order to maintain what we have here.
Of course, that can be a tall task for many places.
Especially, I believe, with the millennials, they're interested in entertainment, rightfully so. So we have to find a way to set ourselves apart in really marketing our quality of life here. It's not for everyone, but it is for a good number of people.
In the early 2000s, the community began attracting new residents with free land.
It was designed as a way to attract people to come to rural communities, and specifically Ellsworth County, to build a home here and to make a home here. So we incentivized them by offering them a free lot in exchange for them building a house and bringing their children here.
Certainly, there would be cost to local government in the offer, but what came in return was valuable.
City and economic development worked together to come up with what are the requirements, and fortunately, progressive thinking said, yeah, we're willing to invest in giving away that land because the return on investment is huge.
People did come and still reside here today as part of the program. I'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Ellsworth, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.